Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast audience, I had to give you a dose. So that was our opening track, the first time we did a podcast. How many of y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
See? That was the first time we opened up with Sister Liz, and then we did many renditions of that or many different versions of that. But that was the opening track, and I figured it would be apropos if we would open up 2021 season with a little old school.
Okay.
You're going to make me cry. You're going to make me cry, bro. You're going to make me cry.
You're
going to make me cry, bro.
Two tears in a bucket. Hey, but listen, how's everybody doing? What? Hey, how's the cast doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good.
Groovy, man.
Everybody's
groovy.
Good?
Groovy.
Good. The new year, beginning.
Yeah, we watch this. We got a new year, and I had to send a posse out to go find my baby brother. Where you at, baby bro? Is he not here?
He here.
He on that baby bus. I thought he came back in 2020. What was a different shit? But anyway,
you're gonna need a bigger posse.
Yeah, I see that. We got him, but we just can't make him talk. Hey, but listen, let me just, again, we are not a political podcast. I'm not trying to be a political podcast, but how the hell the president calling people down in Georgia? And listen, he didn't directly threaten them. Don't get me wrong, but he let them know, man, you better find them goddamn votes, man.
That's right.
Is that crazy? I mean, come on. I mean, this man just don't give a shit about nothing. How you going to make that phone call? I mean, everybody's aware of the phone call I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The president called down to the Republicans in Georgia, the election officials, and kind of told them in so many words, look, I need you to find 11,000 votes, man. How do a president... I'm just saying, first of all, you know you're the president. You know everybody watches everything you do. How do you make that phone call? Now, don't get me wrong. If I was the president and that message needed to be sent, I'm thinking I'm going to take a plane down there and we're going to talk face to face. But for you, I'm not mad at him for delivering the message because it's apparent he don't give a damn about the Constitution or political rights. He just want to win, so I ain't mad at him for playing that power move. But you did it on the telephone for real,
I'm mad at the other Republicans that continue to keep co-signing his nonsense.
But see the word on the street right now is a lot of them are backing down, and then the other ones are pretty much saying, listen. We done shot our load with this man. We hung out with this president through all his bullshit. So our political career is pretty much done. But I'm going to hold on to this man to the end because maybe he can give us some resurgence. If not this term, in the upcoming terms. Because he's made it known if you support him, If you go to jail, I'll get you out of jail. He take care of his people. So a lot of people now just support him because, again, we've been doing it and we're so far down the road that what the hell, might as well go through with it. And I say that's some bullshit.
I think he actually may have found his election fraud in the mirror.
I'm sorry, say that again.
He may actually have actually truly found election fraud or voter fraud right in the mirror. I mean, he actually may have uncovered something. Looking in the mirror, he committed fraud himself.
That's his MO anyway. Anything he accuses somebody else of doing, he did it. You think of everything he's accused people of, and he's done it.
Think that's criminal, what he did?
Yes.
Well, you have to prove intent before it can be criminal, and that's going to be the thing. Did he want? Did he try? Was that his point? Of course it was.
Well, if you listen to the conversation that he had, he pretty much told him to go and find him. Find 11,700 something votes and flip them. He said flip them.
He did it. He's recorded as doing it. But the next thing is intent. Is that what he intended to do?
Listen.
Hell to the yes.
When you listen to that phone call for a minute, I swear to God, I thought Michael Cordio and Sonny and Satalia, I thought all of them were.
Amen, Paisano.
I thought all of them was just going to start talking. Tell me, did he not sound like he was on some different shit? Look, I don't know. I lost. You're not going to let them take it away from me like that. I need 11,000 votes. Go find me. Flip them. Don't let them take the election from me like that. Now, what the hell is that? And then my man, Rothberger, whatever his name is, he's trying to tell him, President, look, man, you know I'm down with you like four flat tires. But your information is all wrong. You got no winner here. And he's not trying to hear that shit. But more importantly,
he has four or five lawyers present with him. And you would think that they would have stopped
you to say you're crossing the line here or something like that.
No,
but they didn't.
Not the lawyer. If I'm a lawyer, now let's be for real now.
Right.
Regardless of whether he's right or wrong, shit, that's a high profile case. That case is going to pay good, and I'm going to prosecute it against what I, imagine or not what the law says. Yeah, it's a loser.
And they're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
are you really going to get paid? Because he's notorious for not paying his bills.
Going
to get paid?
Watch this, though. See, here goes his thing. He'll give you a $2 million contract, pay you one, and tell you to sue him for the other one. But now everybody's hit to that. So I want a $4 million contract, man. So I get my $2 million,
man. Because
he won't pay. I want a $4 million. So I got to get paid enough that when you cheat me out of the rest, I still made enough money.
That's why Giuliani getting paid $20,000 a day.
Hey,
which is crazy. I think that's crazy.
Right, but he doing just what the co-producer's saying. I'm going to get mine now.
That's right.
I know it's going to shut off soon.
Shoot, man, I'm going to get this money right now. If Donald Trump want me to be a drum major, if he want me to twirl a baton, I mean, for those people that are on his side like that. But, at some point.
Wait, what's
again,
the price for that? Wait, what's the price for that? I might have money for that. I mean, if you're going to wear the skirt, I might have money.
if they down with him like that, then they'll do anything for him. But, again, he's just wrong. But at some point, being a politician, I mean, Republican, whatever the hell you want to call yourself, you got to say, you know what, I'm down with the party, but this is some bullshit I cannot support. I can't support this shit. But for them to hold on to that, to me, I think it's just embarrassing to them as individuals, man. I really do. I think that's just embarrassing
tomorrow,
for people to still be walking around
here
saying,
I think, wasn't there a lot of threats or something that went out tomorrow with this election?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? If it's probably going to get a little violent in some areas. I don't doubt that, man. But, you know, I guess if I'm going to leave that alone because I'm about to go to that dark place. But I don't know. Just get your ass out of the White House, man. You came. You got your 4 years that you probably never should have had, but you got them, and you screwed everything up. But now it's time to leave, man. So just leave. Oh, wait a minute. Before you leave, this is the new buzz going around Capitol Hill. Any day now, we're going to wake up and find out that Donald Trump stepped down so that Mike Pence can be the president, and that Mike Pence is going to pardon him because right now they said the concept of Donald Trump doing a self-pardon is just too risky. So he's going to step down, but you can best believe before he gives up being president, it might be like 4 more hours to go in office.
Yeah, but that self-pardon would only apply federally. He's still got, state charges and all kinds.
Well, now New York State got some state things after him, but, you know, again, if you can get out, you got to get out of what you can get out of. And if you can get out of some federal shit, because I really do believe that once he gets his ass out of office and they really go back and look at some of the shit he did, yeah, he's going to be wanting – a lot of people going to want to talk to him. A lot of people are going to want to talk to him because he got this nation right now very upside down. You don't know who is who in our government anymore. We don't know. And again, because of his affiliation with non-American people or country, to put it politically correct, you don't know who the hell is what in this whole government institution right now. But I'm sorry.
And don't forget Don't forget those potential pending felony charges in Georgia now.
Right.
Well, again, but see, that's going to be a federal, I believe, though. That won't be a state charge. So
It's state.
It's state? Okay.
Yep.
All right. But you know what? I think that he's going to get that. He's going to step down the day before, put Pence in charge, already have the pardon signed for him, and then as he flies to Russia or wherever it is that he'll be residing, he'll just keep that document with him, I think. Because I don't think he's going to stick around. I don't. I think he understands that the government money and the government resources far outweigh anything that he could put together. And now that he's not in charge of it, I don't know. I think he's going to run and hide, man. I do.
Well, he'll take all those donations that he got from all those people that thought they were contributing toward this his reelection thing, which it really
let
wasn't.
Let me tell you something, okay? Now you got to remember, because they had all those meetings in Villa Largo, his home in Florida, because that was essentially the new Camp David, I'll bet you that building or that property is fortified. I'm just saying. I bet you he could probably go in there and close up and not have anybody bother him. You know what I'm saying? Because they had to make sure that place was so set and it was so secure that the President of the United States and foreign diplomats could stay there. So I bet you his house in Florida is very well secured. And if he wanted to bunker up in there, I'm sure he could do that successfully for quite some time.
He's too much of a narcissist to hunker down, you know, and stay low. There's no chance that's going to happen.
At some point, somebody got to talk to him and be like, "Listen, man, this is it. All we got left is the one fucking golf course in South Carolina. Everything else is gone, man. What are we going to do?" We got one golf course left, man. Hey, but listen, I don't want to spend the whole podcast on some shit that's actually history, even though it's in the present. we got to look at Georgia right now, because tomorrow's very important. I did my part. I think I was on the NAACP Georgia whatever hotline. They sent me a list of about like 40 names of people to call, and I did my part. I couldn't vote in the election, but I tried to help get some people up out there. Because if we don't take, and I say we, because right now at this moment, I'm inclusive. As soon as this shit is over, we'll be fighting for something else. But right now at this moment, we as black people are all inclusive. So if we don't take those two Senate seats in Georgia tomorrow, then shame on us. I'm sorry. And what I really, really like about this is everybody knows when it comes to voter suppression, tell them, Brother Messenger, when it comes to fucking over some ballots, oh, Georgia can do it better than anybody. So when they come out in alarming numbers supporting the Democrats, again, that's going to be a monumental paradigm shift, so to speak. And I always tell people, it's funny, well, not always, but on this show I like to remind people that it's funny that right now the direction of the nation lies in the hands of the state of Georgia. And the state of Georgia was no more than a slave prison. The whole state, that's what it was. It was a slave prison. And now that slave prison state from its origin will make the decision that's going to that's going to guide this nation for the next 4 years. Let's make it blue, folks. Again, if you're in, who's that? That wasn't OG, man.
No, that wasn't
that
me.
Had to be trippy. Had to be trippy.
All right. But I appreciate that. But I really do mean that. OG, how important is Georgia tomorrow?
To not to be hyperbolic about it, the fate of the nation. I'm serious.
Okay. It is. It's important.
Of course it is.
But
of course it
because
is.
You know, if they don't, if the Democrats don't own the Senate, then again, it's just sad that the decision has already been made. When I say own, have majority votes. The decision has already been made that if you can't have majority, then we're not giving you anything. But they call it, we're going to run the we're going to run the Barack Obama play on you for 4 years, or as long as we're in the Senate. No matter what you want, even if it's good, we're not giving it to you. Now, as a nation, that's pretty sad that we've even arrived at that point.
But I think in the midterms, it might be a different story 2 years down the road. It just may change. It just may piss off enough people around this country to see what they're doing and change it.
Well, again, we speak a lot about changes. And again, I can see this racist-ass nation really changing a little bit. Because this election and the participation in this election, again, it definitely gives me hope for the future with this nation, because for a while I thought this shit was never going to change. Now, don't get me wrong, because I got hope and I see a difference. This shit ain't happening tomorrow. But it's nice to be able to say I believe again that it will happen.
Yeah, it's because it's too depressing to think otherwise.
Well, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I think it's going to happen because of the mix of people who support equality. It ain't you know what I'm saying. It's just not Africans. It's not black people saying we want. No, there are people now saying that
there's a whole lot of white folk out on that street this summer. A whole hell of a lot.
And again, this nation, when it comes to fighting, they're mentally. I mean, those who want to segregated, they're mentally set to do battle against color lines. But when you go out there and initiate an offense and the people look like you, see, the nation ain't really ready for that. And that's one of the things that kept a lot of the violence down over the last couple of months with the demonstrations going on. The crowd was so multicultural. And it threw a wrench in their plan on how to attack protesters. Because, see, they bought
it was a rainbow
deficit.
Coalition.
Okay. Jesse Jackson, we need...
Who found Baby Brother?
Yeah, he was here. He was here. I guess he was waiting for the right moment to say it was a rainbow coalition.
Actually, I just got finished from eating my fish sandwich with no hair or bones.
So you're going to wait till you got all day to eat fish, but you're going to wait right to the show?
No, actually, I was going to eat before the show, but... We were talking, so I never got a chance to eat that. And then when the introduction came on, I heard you playing the disco version of We Are Family. And I figured that was going to take at least about 5 minutes.
He said
and I ran and got
it.
Go sit in the corner. Just go sit in the corner and think about yourself.
So let me ask you a question, babe, bro. Now that you've eaten your fish sandwich, you know, you see, this is how important it is. That
it's not peanut butter. It's not a peanut butter sandwich. You got promoted, huh?
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Shots fired.
It's usually
so
a
anyway,
peanut butter sandwich. I see you got promoted.
Eating a peanut butter sandwich.
That's not Ron Dyer, Daddy.
Hey, baby, bro. Hold on. Do you think Trump will step down and let Pence be the president so he can get a pardon?
No.
If that'll get him out of that, yeah. But here's the thing, though. It ain't so much. Trump is gone. One way or another, he gone. He know that. But the Republicans, they're afraid of him because he's going to be out of office, but yet he's still going to be tweeting about daily shit that's going on to keep his base riled up. And Republicans, that's why they're going along with his shit. So actually, Georgia, yeah, that is important tomorrow because if Mitch McConnell is still head of the Senate, Biden is going to get that same treatment that Barack Obama got. And ain't shit gonna get done. So the key is we got to get rid of Mitch McConnell.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Actually, that was the problem all along. It was Donald Trump, but see, Mitch McConnell could have put an end to his shit, but he let that shit go because he had plans and he was doing his shit. While everybody was paying attention to Trump, he was busy doing his shit.
Well, that was the judges.
Now,
let me
ask y'all a question. When we say people was doing their shit, what do you think they shit was about? Just getting more money? I mean, so what was their shit about? They want
getting
more
money.
Getting
more money and fucking shut up. Throwing
a
monkey wrench and shit.
McConnell's mission was getting judges.
But now, but again, why do I'm just trying to follow this shit through. Why is it so important you own all the judges? What's your power play there? What's your end game by owning all the judges? Are we trying to go back to
that? What you want?
Yeah. You can change. You can change.
You can change laws. You can change laws.
Absolutely.
You can change all the laws.
You can roll back a lot of shit.
Do you think that the laws they want to change is to slowly bring back slavery? I mean, do you think that's the kind of laws they're looking to change?
It's just to control and be empowered. It's just to be. It's controlled and to be empowered.
There you go.
And that's really what that consists of. Be it with corporations, with all these regulations and all those kind of things. It's just to control and be empowered. It's to dictate how the whole process is going to be. That's what that is.
They got the money. Now all they want is the power. Because when they get the power, you get the.
You get the culture.
See, some people can sit up there and do a news conference and talk to you with a straight face. And all along, they're having the orgasm because they know. A few bunch of people always can control the masses. You understand what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I want to go back to Tony Montana. Manolo. Hey, Manolo.
Manny?
He says, shoot this cockroach. I'm not going to shoot you. Shoot this cockroach. Hey, oh, my God. We sit here talking about politicians. My man said, when you get the money, then you get the power.
Do you think when Biden get in office, that whoever he appoints the head of Department of Justice, they should investigate Trump?
You mean a new attorney general? Absolutely.
They should get in his ass like they've been doing that Benghazi shit.
Well, see, I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to be able to do it because he's going to get pardoned. But I honestly believe whoever he put in there, they going after Trump because they have no choice. Because if Trump would have did like Bush and messed up and did all this stupid stuff and then went out nice and quietly, smiling all the way out, they might have let him go. But Trump ain't that type of guy. And so he's not just – they're going to get him. Because
the game
If not for anything federal, definitely on that state level, they're gonna get him.
Well, what's the game plan? He gonna pardon his kids, and then he gonna step down and let Pence pardon him?
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
Hey, let's go back to Tony Montana real quick. Now I can get you off on this, but they gonna come back at you.
And they're going to get you. And they're going to get you.
And actually, so what happens in the
again,
future?
But, watch this though. But if
what
you got
in
me,
the future?
Let
what happens
me do
in
what
the future?
I got to do to get as much off of me as possible. So you know what? I'm going to take that federal pardon, and I'm going to work out the rest.
But what happens in the future when somebody smarter than Trump comes along and plays that same game?
But see, they're going to tighten up some laws and stuff, and that's why really important. That's why it's important that they get those two Democrats down in Georgia, because they got to change some things, and they can't change it right now the way it is.
See, but that's the whole thing. Even with Mitch McConnell, they did nothing. They sat back and let Trump do what he wanted to do. He didn't really do nothing but do a bunch of executive orders.
Because they were in control. Republicans were in control of the Senate.
That's what I'm saying. Republicans, and as you can see, how some of them now are bugging and getting behind Trump with this shit because to them, this is the future. To act like this is the future. They see what they got a following up out there now.
Watch this. I say Joe Biden is the right person to come along right now to show that this ain't the future. But watch this. If they want this to be the future, I'm sure his vice president don't mind stepping up. I'm just saying. I'm sure she be like, okay, look, y'all got Joe. You don't want me. You don't want none of this.
I don't like that, too, because they got her, like, in the background. I mean, she doing, you know, little speeches and stuff, but she ain't really out there just yet. But you wait till January
20th.
Yeah, I know. You wait till don't want to scare nobody.
Vice president is just a vice president. You think about it. As long as the president's breathing, you ain't got no job, really. For real. I mean, you got no assignments and shit. Come on. You like the executive officer. Even though you're second in command, as long as the commander is here, you just stay out the way. That's all you got to do. Yeah. But
as Trump
it's
would
going
say,
to be interesting.
Stand by and stand ready.
Are we allowed to say the F word?
The F word?
Fuck Trump. I mean that one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you said co-producer, then they came up with a new word?
We drop F-bombs on the head like there was tablets of joy.
Yeah,
I know. Today isn't my first day. I was just checking.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, but listen, as we get ready to land the mothership, I hope that the voters get out in large numbers, because again the early voting definitely leans towards Democrats again. Now I'm not sure if they do that same bullshit as before. You count the mail-in ballots after the voting day, which now means again all the Republicans are going to vote on tomorrow, but you can't count the Democrat vote to the next day, and then we got this bullshit all over again.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, clearly that's fraud, right?
It's all been set up.
That's what George has been doing. That's one of the things we got to be mindful of. The only way we could really win this is if those people just totally listen to Trump, because Trump told them don't vote, because it's all don't vote. That's the only way, because they're going to.
Yeah,
you got to remember, George is standing up to Trump, but they still one of the most racist states in the union.
Hey, once again, when you get to start as being a prison man, it's hard to come from that shit, bro. I mean, I'm being very serious. When that's what your base is, you know how I say you planted that tree. When Georgia was Georgia, Georgia was nothing but a slave prison. So no matter how much you change, that's always the base of Georgia. I'm sorry, I don't care how many black people live there. I don't care how big the land is. That's a fact.
If that's what you anticipate, then all is a futile attempt. I mean, you've already given up.
No, we're gonna win that, bro. I'm sorry, we're gonna win that.
Okay, all right.
But I'm just saying, the effort and the attempt to squash it is gonna be there. But watch
that,
my brothers. As I get ready to close the show, but just like the slaves back in the day, we're gonna rise up and be victorious, at least momentarily. Hey, look, this is co-producer. We got to end this show tonight, y'all. So on behalf of the Attic in 2021, let's everybody say good night.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Good night.
Before we go, guys, I wanted to say happy birthday to my daddy. He turned 90 on the first of the year. He's 90 years old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
God bless.
Happy birthday.
Yes, God bless you.
George. Thank you, Pooh.
I didn't know you.
All right, then.
My bad, bro.
That's okay. 90.
All right, man. Damn, you. Shit. So let me ask you a question, OG, before I hang up.
Yeah.
OG.
What?
You still there? What's Jesus' people number? What's Jesus' people number?
What's that?
I'm messing with you, OG. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, man. He said I open.
Good night.
Good night, OG. And happy birthday. Good night, everybody.
And also, remember the Titanic. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Titanic.
Go on.
The Titanic was just a story about an old lady telling how she got some good dick on a cruise.
You are an asshole.